All right, so you've heard of competition between two of the biggest brands in the tech world, right? Competition is one thing, but what happened between Facebook and Google and a PR agency, which was revealed by our next guest, is really one for the books. Dan Lyon joins us now, technology editor at Newsweek Daily Beast, and he wrote the story which broke the Facebook-Google PR bash-up, as it's being called. Dan, good morning to you.
Oh, hi, John.
This is a great one. The PR agency is Burstyn Marsteller, right?
Right, Burstyn Marsteller, one of the biggest PR firms in the world.
Hired by Facebook?
Yes.
To do what exactly?
Well, to go out and brief reporters and bloggers in the privacy space about a single tiny feature of Google's social networking service called Social Circles, and to sort of raise questions about Social Circle and the way Google was collecting data about users, and to sort of sow fear and to try to get people to write stories saying, wait a minute, Google's doing something really, really scary and bad here in the way they're collecting data on people.
All right, before we get into the bash part, and, to preserve your voice there, I don't want you to...
No, sorry.
It is Friday the 13th. I don't want you to die on me here on the program. Right?
Yeah.
And, of course, you will. The way my career is going. But seriously, what is the possibility that Google was doing something really, really scary?
Well, there is, if you look into what Social Circle is, in some ways it is kind of creepy. To put it in a nutshell, what it does is let's say, John, you and I are friends on Google.
Right.
And you've agreed to say to Google, I'll let you look at all of my other connections on Twitter and Flickr and Facebook and, God knows what, Quora, any all these other services. Without you knowing it, that means that I, because you and I are friends, I can now see all of your friends on these other services, such that when I look at my page on Social Circles, I might see some guy that you went to college with. I'm now connected to that person. I have no idea who they are, but it says connected via John. And the content comes from, Flickr or Twitter or whatever. The thing that really got Facebook mad is not so much the privacy concern. That's kind of a pious smokescreen. What really got them mad is they don't want Google taking stuff from Facebook and, showing it to its users. They feel like Google is piggybacking on their data to build their own social service.
So they don't really have a clear-cut intellectual property case. So instead, they hire the PR firm to kind of disincentivize Google from doing this by sort of trashing them in the public media.
Right. And they knew that crying foul about privacy scares people. If you cry foul and say, well, Google's taken our stuff, nobody cares about that. We've seen over and over that Google takes everybody's stuff. They did it to the news business. That's what Google News is, right?
Right.
But now that they're doing that same thing to Facebook, Facebook is up in arms. And when you think about it, that data that Facebook has on their 600 million users, that's all they have. That's Facebook's business.
That's their stuff.
That's their treasure.
That's their oil. All right.
Yeah.
Now, this is a great question for, a tech panel in the future, and we'll get to that one of these days. And we've already done our responsible journalism treatment. Let's get to the dirt now. Okay, rest of the segment, the juicy part. All right, so a PR firm hired to trash another company. Burstyn Marsteller, in its official statements, seemed to be more than a little embarrassed and horrified by what they've done here.
Yeah, but that's pretty disingenuous, too. I mean, I did a news story that ran and just posted overnight, but I talked to a bunch of PR people, high-level PR people, both inside corporations and high-level people at agencies. And the amazing thing to me was, none of them were shocked that it went on. They were all kind of, oh, yeah, this happens all the time. So what we're shocked is how bad they were at it. The shocking thing to us is just how clumsy Burstyn was. They sort of, it's like watching The Sopranos, one mafia family criticizing another for, like, I can't believe they botched that bank robbery, I mean, that's the PR people are not at all surprised that this stuff happens.
But I'm trying to figure out how this would actually work. I mean, let's talk about sort of Facebook kind of overthinking their strategy against Google. We'll hold that for the end of the segment. But what did Burstyn Marsteller think? Hi, we'd like to talk to you about some negative stuff about Google. Calling the New York Times with that?
Well, they actually reached out to some bloggers. It was worse than that. And this is how clumsy they were. They reached out to some bloggers who cover privacy. And they didn't even know these guys, so they didn't have any relationship. Where it all started was they wrote to this blogger who covers privacy and said in a long email laying out the case of why social circles, the Google feature, is so scary, and the American people need to be made aware of this, and you know really. And then they went a step further and said, we'll even write the op-ed for you, and we'll help you get it placed in Washington Post and Huffington Post. So we'll write it for you. All you do is put your name on it. And we'll place it for you.
That helps.
But the American people have to be known as. And so this blogger, who turned out to be kind of a prickly guy, came back and said, well, who's paying you to do this? And they said, well, we won't say. And he said, well, you know what? Go to hell. And then he said, I'm going to post this all. So he posted the whole thing online.
That's great. Imagine prickly bloggers. Who would think of that?
Right, exactly.
All right, Dan, before we go, though, in my mind, I've got this Mark Zuckerberg. He's in a room with a stuffed animal that has Google written on it, and he's stabbing it with a knife, and he's screaming at his executives, get me something negative about Google. Is that what's going on here?
Well, I don't know if Mark was, you know, behind it all, but yeah, that's they're scared. Facebook is scared that Google is finally going to figure out how to copy what Facebook does and beat them at their own game. And there's like $100 billion riding on Facebook. So,
well, Dan, I want to let you get back to writing your screenplay this morning because I figure this is worth millions, right?
Yeah, but sadly probably to someone else.
Dan Lyons, technology editor at Newsweek, Daily Beast, who broke the story on Facebook and Google's PR bash-up involving Burstyn Marsteller. Dan, thanks so much, and have a great Friday the 13th, won't you?
Oh, you too, John. Thank you.